From Hollywood, Rudy Valley presents The Green Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, Rudy Valley with Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee and Betty Bradley, brought to you by Green Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Green Shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Bella Valley Nightclub, Pinky Lee the busboy speaking. Who is this? Oh, it's Cecilia. Hello, Cecilia. Listen, darling, don't forget you and I have a date for Friday night. What's that? You're getting married Friday night? We'll have to make it Saturday night? Okay, goodbye.
Hello, Pinky. How are you?
Oh, gee, Mr. Valley. This is the first time you haven't bawled me out for answering the telephone.
Well, I had a wonderful Christmas, and I feel so good that I just couldn't be annoyed with anybody today.
Well, you're right, Mr. Valley. It doesn't pay to be annoyed or worried. Worry only gets you down. Then you get sick and you catch colds. Why, I knew a fellow weighed 200 pounds, strong as an ox. Why, he was healthy one day and stretched out the next.
By a cold?
No, a truck hit him. I'll get it. Hello? Nah.
Must be talking to a goat.
Who's leaving? When? I can't talk to you now. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Pinky, to whom are you talking? What's this about somebody leaving?
Oh, well, it was nothing, Mr. Valley. And besides, I can't talk now. I got a bad cold. I can't talk.
I have a feeling that Pinky's keeping something from me. But it's probably just my imagination. Besides, I've had such a wonderful holiday season, I'm not going to worry about anything. Look at that Christmas tree. Certainly brightens up the place. And those novel ornaments. My, don't those green shampoo bottles look pretty lit up. I'm so happy I feel like singing. I will sing. I promise to buy her a bunch of blue ribbons to tie in her bonny brown hair.
Yes, bonny hair. Lovely, lustrous hair. Can extract a promise of more than blue ribbons from a man. And what a difference in glamour just a shampoo can make when you use Green Shampoo with Hair Conditioning Action. Green your hair, and you bring out all its natural beauty, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Green your hair, and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Green your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As lovely cover girl and dream girl Jerry Courtney says,
Green is my one and only shampoo. I love the way it leaves my hair so shiny smooth.
Right, Miss Courtney. No other shampoo, only Green shampoo with hair conditioning action leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hiya, Fifi.
There you are, Coogie.
Oh, hello, Fifi.
Coogie, I just heard that you are leaving Villa Valley. Is that true?
Yes, Fifi.
Oh, Rudy will be so unhappy. And last night he was so gay and so romantic, too. We had supper together.
Oh, did you have crepe suzettes and champagne?
No, a cheeseburger and a short beer. But enough of this. Coogie, tell me, why are you leaving here? Why are you going to Florida?
Well, Fifi...
Here comes Valley.
La-di-di-di-oh, what a wonderful day this has been. Wonderful.
Remember,
day.
Let's not say anything in front of Rudy.
Oh, I wondered where all of you were. Say, what's all this whispering about?
Oh, it's nothing, Rudy. See you later.
Yeah, Mr. Valley. I'll be seeing you.
Coogie... Pinky, what is this? You're all acting so strange. Are you keeping something from me?
Oh, no, Signor Rudy. And now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go to Florida. I mean, I have to play my number. Ladies and gentlemen, my boys and I will play for you Guadalajara. I must watch myself and not mention Florida. All right, boys. Watch your temper. I mean tempo.
Guadalajara's my favorite composition. It's the one you played on our first show, remember? And here
that's
it is
right.
On our last show now. Yes, I know all about you. Going to Florida. And I want you to know that you and the members of your orchestra have my very best wishes for a very happy engagement. I'm sure that your engagement at the Colonial in Miami, Florida, will be most successful.
Muchas gracias, Rudy. And adios.
Mucha suerte. Hasta la vista. As we approach the fresh first months of the new year, most of us as mere humans with all our frailties will find the tragic and exciting memories of D-Day, VE Day, and VJ Day growing dimmer. For all that we in the home front may have given to the winning of the conflict, it was the men and women in uniform who willingly or otherwise, courageously or fearfully, thrust themselves between us and certain destruction and slavery. As these men and women slip quietly back into the whirlpool of civilian life, it is only fitting that we should salute, before the year is out, these services by melodies and words that bespeak them. Obviously, not every branch can be included. Some of the services had no song, or had one not as outstanding as that service itself. You will hear songs you have not heard before, about men and women you may have vaguely forgotten. But that you may pause to remember them again now, here are the songs of our fighting men and women who made this glorious new year possible. First, the song of the field artillery. Gigantic contribution of the men of the Merchant Marine, the song of the unsung.
They carried guns to Singapore, munitions to Ceylon. They carried wheat for the boys to eat with MacArthur at that town. They sailed with planes to Liverpool, to Leningrad with tanks. They made it through to Ireland, too, with a regiment of Yanks.
They burned their feet with the deck plate's heat
and froze them with the cold, while dodging subs in rusty tubs with nitro in the hold, yes. And yet they never trade their berth for anything they've seen. So stow your gear and raise a cheer for the men of the Merchant Marine.
Navy wings of gold. Of America who enlisted in the women's services, the girl of the year went to war.
The girl of the year wins your thanks and your cheer,
for beauty has now gone to war.
The charm of our nation will speed the duration. The girl of the year went to war.
She's the girl you adore. Now you love her more. A Betsy Ross in khaki or blue.
From your own hometown, New York, to Puget Sound.
Like Joan of Arc, she had a job to do.
The girl of the year is no longer blasé.
Her glamour has gone USA.
For America's sweetheart is America's star.
The girl of the year went to war.
Thank you.
In their domes of white, look out below for the men of the parachute corps.
Look out below, look out below. Here we come in our domes of white. We're the toughest crew that ever flew, and we're swinging down to fight. Oh, Geronimo, look out below, with that old red horn pulled high. As we shout our war cry from the sky, Geronimo, look out below.
May sing our colors true, but who has better right than we to hoist our symbol hue? For sailormen in battle fair, since fighting days of old, have through sailors right to wear the navy blue and gold.
The Iron Men of World War II, the men of the mechanized forces, roll tanks, roll. Men of the submarine, the men down under the sea.
We're the men down under the sea. It's a heck of a life of the sea, they've got to be free. With our subs already in battle zones, we will send the Axis to Davy Jones.
ship that threatens our liberty. From the tower above, rise the flag we love. So until we gain the victory, we'll lead the men down under.
Strategist notwithstanding, after the smoke of battle clears away, who mopped up and cleared him out? Bill Malden's and Ernie Pyle's boys, the queen of battles, the infantry!
There's a fight to be the fight you for the infantry. It's the story of the glory of the infantry. It's the record that we made in the big parade, and we made it on our own two feet. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Down to 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. What's 1,000 miles or more? When we're in the war, we can make it on our own two feet. There's a fight to be the fight for the infantry. It's the story of the glory of the infantry. It's the record that we made in the big parade, and we made it on our own two feet. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Down to 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. What's 100 miles a day? Let's be on our way. We can make it on our own two feet.
Lovely lines were written about a legendary siren. And yonder sits a maiden, the fairest of the fair, with gold in her garment glittering as she combs her golden hair. Well, the siren of today always keeps her hair lovely and shining. And what a glamorous difference you can make in your hair when you use Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair and you bring out all its natural beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair and you free it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And, as leading hairstylists can tell you,
Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
During the past few days, you've been bombarded over the air with sweetly scented holiday greetings and wishes, all of them, I'm sure, sincerely and well-meant. May I add ours to the 100 already expressed, with the added hope that America, after the holidays, will roll up its sleeves and really go to work, and that some of us, who've been too eager to get rather than to give, will stop worrying so much about ourselves and begin thinking more about the other fellow and his welfare, not only in the United States, but all over the world, and finally, to clutch closer to our hearts that simplest creed of them all, the Golden Rule, which if we really desire more than the present mere cessation of hostilities, will truly bring us that ephemeral something so loosely used and so little understood, that utopia yet to be achieved, which is simply peace.
It's time to sing a good night song again to you. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. So you see, it really is fine.
Rudy Vallee will present another Dreen show for Procter & Gamble next Thursday night at the same time from Hollywood with Pinky Lee, who appears through the courtesy of Republic Pictures, and Betty Bradley as Fifi, and that atomic blonde, Harry the Hipster. United States women know that supplies of soap are limited. They can help prevent shortages from getting worse by continuing to save used fats.
No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dreen show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
It's a washing miracle for silks, nylons, woolens, dishes.
What are you talking about?
Dreft. I'll spell it. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft. Yes, ladies, and Dreft spells faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
With Dreft, my lingerie, nylons, woolens all stay beautiful as a dream. And dishes, say, Dreft makes dishes shine without wiping.
Yes, ladies, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history, get Dreft today.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.